You're listening to Golf in the Northwest podcast on 1080thefan.com, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The latest tips and equipment to improve your game. The latest from the leaderboards and your favorite courses. This is Golf in the Northwest, an action-packed hour about everything golf. Brought to you on the fan by Royal Exteriors. Triple pane windows for up to 60% less than double pane. RoyalExteriorsLLC.com. And by Laurelhurst Market, more than just your family neighborhood steakhouse. Now with award-winning PGA professional Harold Bluestein, here's your host, Jason Swigard.
Good morning. Happy summer. The first full weekend of summer. Don't worry, the clouds will break. It's supposed to get nicer, and the weather's going to be perfect. Monday and Tuesday, we'll all be out at Langdon Farms for the 7th annual Fan Golf Classic presented by Cooney BMW.
Boy, that'll be fun, won't it?
It's going to be great.
You're going to be out there on the driving range hitting golf.
Yeah, and, and for that early Monday morning, the new one this year, and there's still a couple of foursomes. There's still time.
Right.
We want to sell the damn thing out.
Okay.
You don't want to work on Monday. You don't.
Right. Yeah.
And so here's the trick. Invite your boss.
Awesome idea.
18 holes with your boss. It'll be Monday morning. So you, depending on your particular line of work, your boss's mentality,
right?
It'll either be a very enjoyable Monday morning. You can make it more enjoyable at your leisure. Plenty of opportunities to do that on the course. But we'd love to see you out there. I'm going to get out on that driving range by 6:30.
At the 150-yard marker?
150-yard marker. The old desk will be out there.
With a hard hat?
Hard hat.
You going to have a hazmat suit or protective covering?
Yeah, we got plexiglass up. I've only been plunked once in 6 years.
Okay, well, I'm going to be out there because I've been injured the last 2 years.
You're going to be out there hawking your book. We're going to set you up right by the red shed where everybody comes and eats and turns in their scorecards, and the big fat wieners truck will be there.
That's awesome. We will be selling the book at a discount.
Yeah, you agreed to do it for $10.80 for people out there. So, yeah, otherwise you got to pay like $29.95 or something on your website.
No, it isn't. It's $16.95 on the website. So, yeah, it's good to – I'm going to give the fan listeners, because of your loyalty.
That's right.
You deserve a little humor from me. If nothing else, come by and say hi.
Absolutely.
Now, I think there's a contract stipulation with Swag that he does not – he's not allowed to wear a cup to this thing.
No, I have it on pretty good authority. He has never worn a cup.
Ever?
Well, on top of his head, he's worn it several times.
No.
But he has never actually protected himself against injury.
I haven't found one the right size yet.
That's right. They don't make them that small.
That could go either way on that joke. You know what I mean?
I know. We have a very ambitious show as a confluence of events. Three guests. So we're going to have to turn and burn.
Yep.
Mike Davis, who was inducted into the Pacific Northwest Golfers Association Hall of Fame in 2017. He's also in the Las Vegas Golf Hall of Fame for 2014. One of the outstanding instructors in the country. Going to hop on at 8:15. We're just going to pick his brain for 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's fantastic and great roots in the Pacific Northwest, particularly in Portland.
And played on the PGA Tour back in the 70s, too. So we'll maybe see what he thinks of all these guys hitting it 365 yards these days.
Yep.
As it relates to the game he, you know, was a professional playing out there 40 years ago. Pete Samuels, our buddy from Ping, the director of corporate communications. They've got a new line of drivers coming out that are getting people's attention. So we're going to talk to him about that. And then at 8:45 in the business of golf, Alex Baldwin, who is the president of the former web.com tour, the big news this week, or part of the big news, was a change in their umbrella sponsor for the tour. It is now the Korn Ferry Tour.
Right.
No jokes today.
No, none whatsoever. This is fantastic.
They're writing a big old check.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a 10-year deal. So,
so
congratulations
we're very excited.
To them.
Yeah. I just sure hope the event pops.
Oh, no jokes.
No jokes. She's the president. She's the president of the tour.
Yeah. We're glad. I'll cut the corny jokes.
Thank you. Well, we're glad to be able to talk to her at 8:45. We'll find out how this came to be. It's also her first year in that position. So how she's enjoying it. They've got some new tournaments on the tour. It continues to expand, and obviously it all culminates here at the beginning of August at Pumpkin Ridge with the Winco Foods Portland Open, and get her thoughts on what she's expecting to see out there. They had a new point system versus money, so there's a lot we're going to try and squeeze in to the next hour. So without further ado, let's get going. Let's get going inside the ropes.
It's time for an insider's look at the leaderboards. The latest on all tours, plus local golf events and golf news. This is Inside the Ropes, part of Golf in the Northwest. Brought to you on the Fan by Royal Exteriors. Triple pane windows for up to 60% less than double pane. RoyalExteriorsLLC.com.
We will start with the Korn Ferry Tour. They are in Wichita, the Wichita Open, supporting Wichita's youth. They played at Crestview Country Club. This is one of the more established stops on the now Korn Ferry Tour. Scottie Scheffler, who's already got a win in 2 seconds this year, he's in the top 10 for the 25 tour cards. He's tied with Tyson Alexander at 10 under for the lead. You have a couple of PGA Tour veterans. You look there at 9 under. Eric Compton, David Lingmuth, both have spent extended years on the PGA Tour, so some experience there at 9 under par. Kevin Doherty, at 7 under, another guy we've seen on the tour from time to time. So they are starting to work their way west, but it's getting tight. But Scottie Scheffler, if he can hold on, he'll go to the top of the points list, be the number one overall ranked player on the tour, and that gets you a full exemption for the following year on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he's had an incredible year so far. What is it? This would be his second victory.
Second victory. He's got 2 second place finishes. So yeah. He has been the 23-year-old from Texas. He was part of, I think he was on that University of Texas team that lost to Oregon in the NCAA championships a few years ago.
That's a shame. For the Duck fans, they don't really care that that Texas lost. You know, they're just so happy that Oregon won. He's not thinking about finishing at the top right now. He's got his card secured. He's starting to think in terms of how do I rest? How do I keep my swing going and peak at the right time? So he's in a great place to continue through the rest of the year.
Major on the LPGA Tour this week. They're up at Hazeltine National Golf Club. In Chaska, Minnesota, it's the KMPG Women's PGA Championship. Second year LPGA pro Hannah Green from Australia, 7 under. She's got a 3-shot lead over Aria Jatanagarn. Lydia Ko there at 3 under par. Nelly Korda at 2 under. You've only got 15 players under par in red numbers. Lexi Thompson is at 1 under. Lizette Salas also at 1 under. So I think the ladies are excited to play Hazeltine. They've got it stretched out for them at 6,800 yards. This is playing almost like a U.S. Open course, you would expect. But I think they're really loving the challenge this week.
Hannah Green is really doing well. She has had pretty darn good luck. 23 putts on Thursday. She had 27 putts on Friday. She doesn't hit it real long like Lexi Thompson and some of the other players.
The court assistants, yeah.
But she's got a lot of luck going in her favor. This is a really good leaderboard. Good to see Lydia Ko back. I think she's on her fifth instructor in as many years as she's been out there. But she's playing quite well. I think the story, somewhat sad, is that Michelle Wee, 84-82 in two rounds. Of course, she's going to miss the cut. But her right wrist injury, is just not healing.
No, that is too bad. And I think we're going to talk about that later in the summer. We saw Phil's going to miss the cut here at the Travelers. Tiger, he's not. We won't see him after the, you know, between the U.S. Open and the British out at Royal Portrush. He's just, it takes so much out of him to go play these majors. And that's pretty much all he's playing for, his legacy. Mm-hmm. Now he'll go to a few tournaments where he's had success and he loves the course and he knows it like the back of his hand. But yeah, we're starting to see the end of careers of three icons over the last decade to two. And it'll be interesting to see how golf moves on from those.
Yeah, it is tough to see them go. There's always a transition. You lost Ben Hogan from the tour. You lost Arnold Palmer and then Jack Nicklaus. So there's always these changes that go through. And this is the first time that the Gen X generation is going to see their hero, Tiger Woods, kind of phase out.
And then the PGA Tour, they are in Cromwell, Connecticut. So a cross-country journey for the Travelers Championship. And a complete out-of-the-blue Zach Sucker is your leader, 11 under par. He's never had a top 10 in 36 events on the PGA Tour. This would be life-changing for him. Came in 222nd in the FedEx Cup points. If he's able to hold on for two more rounds, this would get him the two-year exemption. He'd get the million-dollar paycheck. He'd be in most likely for the FedEx Cup playoffs and could be a total life changer.
Oh, absolutely. He's 505th in the world going from there and moving up in FedEx points, and that two-year exemption's huge. Yeah. Look at Brooks Koepka Gary Woodland from previous week. Gary Woodland wins his first major.
That was a great final Sunday.
It was fun. And he is set now for 10 years at the U.S. Open and 5 years at the PGA, the Masters, and the British. So you win a major or you win any event, and it sets you up for an awfully long time.
No question. And Gary Woodland, I think we'll talk a little bit with Mike Davis, too, about what he saw. Brooks was right there and trying to hunt him down. But no, Gary Woodland won that U.S. Open. He was consistent all weekend. He scrambled like nobody's business. I thought Pebble held up beautifully.
Yep.
I'm not concerned that the U.S. Open winner was at 13 under. The birdie on 18 to win it is going to be an iconic moment, I think. That pose we see with him raising his arms over his head.
Yeah, that was cool.
Fought off all those contenders. And I think he and Brooks, you're starting to see how the new modern game of professional golf is going to be played.
Yeah, you are seeing some real athletes playing golf. And when I was young, it wasn't the great athletes that played. They played other sports. And now they're learning that, wait, I don't have to put up with a concussion or bad knees or a bad back. A bad back they might have in golf. But they can make money, good money, and last a lot longer on tour. So good to see. Your point about Pebble is a really good one. If the USGA wants to find the best player in the year, it's not just a guy who can hit it long. It's a guy who can putt, who can chip, maybe has to use an iron off the tee six or seven times in a round. There's nothing wrong with that because the course tests your skill from top to bottom.
So we'll talk Mike Davis, Hall of Famer here in the Pacific Northwest PGA in 2017. He's one of the outstanding instructors in the country. He's going to join us next. So that'll wrap up Behind the Ropes. It's brought to you by Royal Exteriors. Triple pane windows for up to 60% less than double pane. RoyalExteriorsLLC.com. Mike Davis joins us next. Just getting going here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan. 8:16 here this morning. Jason and Harold with you. Sinner and Saint coming up next. Over on 910 today, we've got Angels and Cardinals, Major League Baseball for you. Albert Pujols' first trip back to St. Louis since he left. So that's what's cooking today. But right now, very pleased to have joining us from down in Las Vegas. He is a member of the Pacific Northwest PGA Hall of Fame. He's a member of the Las Vegas Golf Hall of Fame, one of the top instructors in the world, former PGA Tour player Mike Davis joining us this morning. Good morning, Mike. How's the weather in Vegas?
Hot and dusty, just like you'd expect.
Oh, just like Harold here, who sits across from me as well.
I'm hot and dusty here.
Well, let everybody know a little bit. We briefly touched on your credentials there, but as an instructor, one of the top instructors, you've won numerous awards. You've been featured in Golf Digest, Golf Magazine. I think a lot of people coming off that U.S. Open and seeing what Brooks Koepka and Gary Woodland did to Pebble Beach and how the modern game of golf is playing. How would you see the game has evolved from an instructor standpoint, from a player standpoint, since you were on the tour versus what you're teaching students now?
You know, it's really a power game now. You've got so many guys getting bigger and stronger, and the equipment, the golf ball primarily, and they're just blasting it down there. I remember I played a few Opens, and it was a strategy game. You didn't hit driver all the time, and these guys are only hitting driver if it's, you know, they can hit a 3-wood or an iron and a wedge, and they only hit driver when they can get near the green or get overpower a par five. It's really a very different game.
Mike, I was on the range at Royal Oaks the other day, and I saw this gentleman come out. He did a couple of quick, you know, exercises, stretches. He's got a full set of PXG irons. He pulls out a portable launch monitor, sets it down behind him. He grabs his driver, and he's hitting balls. And I just shake my head. When you see that happen, what goes through your mind as far as how people are approaching learning the game today on their own as opposed to utilizing an instructor?
Well, I see a lot of guys doing that with the data and the information. I've got a launch monitor and a camera in my hitting bay at Dragon Ridge Country Club, and so I use that a lot. But the thing that worries me is that they're getting away from playing the game and getting more into technique. And a lot of the young kids, the college kids I work with, even some high school kids, they're so worried about positions and how they're going, they forget ball flight, they forget controlling the ball. And I still look at someone like Tiger Woods, who has fabulous control still over the golf ball and where it's going a lot of the time. And I like to get kids more into that, where they're worried about the performance and where the ball's going to end up rather than where they are at the top of the backswing.
Well, how do you overcome their objections, or at least their inclination for those numbers?
Numbers are fine. Positions aren't. I just gave a lesson to a guy who took a lesson from a very, very well-known instructor, and they were so enamored with his position. He was a little bit across the line, and in doing so, they just ruined his game by trying to get him to manipulate. I just don't like manipulation. I don't mind observing what the numbers are and what the spin is. I kind of like how Phil Mickelson approaches the game in terms of really controlling the velocity of the ball off all the clubs, because controlling distance is really a lot of the key. But I don't think he's thinking about positions when he's doing it. He's just thinking, controlling the energy of the swing.
Mike Davis is our guest, PGA Master professional. He's down there, works out of Dragon Ridge Country Club in Henderson, Nevada, but spent time as a pro up here at Columbia Edgewater, among other places in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, as an instructor now, when you have more the amateurs, guys like me, we got full-time jobs, we got families, but we do like to get out there on the weekends when we can. We try and practice and get a lesson where we can. But in relating to what we see watching professional tour events to what that amateur can have, is the gap between those two things more now than it ever has been in terms of, I know I'm not going to hit it 340 like some of these guys, but what I watch out there, it's hard to assimilate or emulate for what I might be able to do.
No, I think you're right. The level they take it to is totally different than the average golfer can ever get to. And so what we've got to do with them is find out where they need to be more consistent. How can we get a swing that'll repeat something? It doesn't have to be great. And then get a good short game. And I get back to really simplicity. I don't want to try to create optimum shots. I just want to be able to get a good shot pattern that can repeat.
So, Mike, you've got a new student in front of you. Where do you start?
A lot of questions. I want to know where they are, where they've been, what their importance are. I always ask them what do they want to do better. Just try to see where that is. Most of the time, the answer is one of two things: either be more consistent or hit it farther. And so we got to dig into what they really want and where they can go and what they can handle. Consistency is about harmony, and I've got to find out whether the inconsistency is because of a setup element where their grip might be wrong for the ball flight they want and they have to fight it, or they're overswinging with their arms. They just aren't going through together, and just kind of work on it that way. But most of the time, trying to create some harmony going through where they have a good sequence, they finish on balance, it's going through together, is usually where I end up.
So you mentioned earlier that a lot of players get hung up on beaten balls and positions and things like that, not enough time spent on playing. How do you balance the playing time and the practice time?
It depends on the student to a large degree, Harold, but what I'm trying to do is get them into a focused practice as soon as I can. Try to get the technique changes done so that they can get into some kind of a measurable goal. Maybe they're trying to hit five balls towards a green on the range, and they're trying to get 3 out of 5 inside 20 feet. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get a little more results-oriented in their practice rather than always on technique.
Much, much more you can find out from Mike Davis. He's got his website, MikeDavisGolf.com. He's down there at Dragon Ridge Country Club. I think he's got to go start giving lessons again. Yeah. So we appreciate Mike making a few minutes for us here. Some great thoughts there. Whether you're looking for his instruction down there or how to get started on your own. Mike, thank you so much, and hopefully we can catch up with you maybe a little bit later this summer.
I'd be pleased. That'd be fun. Thank you, guys.
There you go, Mike Davis. MikeDavisGolf.com. Again, he's been featured in Golf Digest, Golf Magazine. He's been ranked the number 2 instructor in Nevada. He's a top 100 golf instructor from Golf Magazine and Golf Digest. So, and spent a lot of his formative years up here in the Pacific Northwest, a Hall of Famer, both here in the Pacific Northwest and Nevada.
Well, when I mentioned on Facebook that I was going to have Mike on, I had a couple of posts. People replied that say hi to Mike. They took lessons from him. He is really a good teacher. Very keeps things simple, direct, and can actually help you become a better player. So if you're out there looking for an instructor, look for one who speaks your language instead of you having to learn how to speak their language.
We're going to talk to Pete Samuels here coming up in a bit. Ping's got their new line of drivers coming out, but we have very quickly. You had your 5th hole-in-1 this week?
Yes, I did.
Is that what you texted me in the middle of the night to tell me about?
It's a 5th hole-in-1, and the 3rd one I saw go in the hole. The first 2 I was too short. And a guy standing next to me said, oh, your ball just went in the hole. I'm jumping up and down, never saw it go in. This one I did see go in. I did sandwich it between 2 double bogeys, which is the way golf can be, but it was kind of fun to do.
All right, out at your course at Royal Oaks, number 5.
It was at Royal Oaks. The parking lot was full of a lot of
How big people. Was the bar tab?
Oh, I sneaked out of there as quick as I could because I'm not part of the
hole-in-one
club.
Everybody knows you out there. I'm assuming word traveled fast.
I kept it quiet, and then I swore the pro shop to secrecy. I will be doing selective celebrations out there.
All right. So, well, congratulations. I would love to get one at some point. So
I can lend you one of mine.
No, it's got to be mine.
All right, okay.
I was close 1 year at Langdon on 17.
Did you almost win a car?
No. We can't win when we're out there doing our tournament.
Well, that's true.
Exempt.
Can Harold win one?
No, evidently I can't because I'm an overpaid
Harold's technically
talent.
An employee. Technically.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't need a car anyway. You're the highest paid guy at this station.
Thank you that's very true. Much and well-deserved, I might
exactly.
add.
Exactly. All righty.
We have to mention that every single
Thank you so ridiculous. Much to Mike Davis. We're making the turn here. Still to come, Pete Samuels from Ping Golf going to join us next. And then Alex Baldwin, the president of the Korn Ferry Tour. She's going to hop on at 8:45, tell us about the transition from web.com to Korn Ferry, how things are going in her first year. In charge of the tour, and what she's looking forward to when she comes to Pumpkin Ridge for the Winco Foods Portland Open later this summer. All that's still to come here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Tips for your game from award-winning PGA instructor Harold Bluestein. It's time to Ask the Pro on Golf in the Northwest. Brought to you on The Fan by Laurelhurst Market.
8:30 here, making the turn on Golf in the Northwest. Jason Swigart here, Blue Stein with you, Center and Saint, coming up, following us at the top of the hour. Alex Baldwin, president of the Korn Ferry Tour, going to join us at 8:45. But right now, very pleased to have returning to the show Pete Samuels, who is the director of marketing and communications for Ping Golf. Joining us again, it's that time. People have played enough rounds out here in the Northwest to look in their bag and go, this driver ain't hacking it. I need new iron. So it's an appropriate time to have Pete join us as Ping working on its new line of drivers. How is everything, Pete? And what has Ping got new for us this season?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on. And as usual, there's a lot going on at Ping, especially this time of year. So, product-wise, this year we introduced the G410 family, which is everything from drivers, fairways, hybrids, crossovers, and irons. So we've got a solution for any part of your game that ails you as far as that goes. And then, of course, we've got putters. The Sigma 2 line is our latest. So all kinds of options product-wise. But so far it's been a great year for us, and we're glad to hear that everybody's out playing golf these days.
Pete, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I am. I dug out of my closet a G25 Ping driver. So as I figure it, you've got the G410, mine's the G25. There's 385 clubs between what I'm using and what you've come out with. I should tell you, though, this G25 is the best driver I've ever hit. How is the 410 better, and what can I expect from that?
Well, that's a great question, and you're not alone in playing some of those models. I'm not even going to call them older models, even though technically they are, but they're very high-performing models, and at that time, that was the best that we could put out, as that is our goal, is to always make our previous models better. So it's true that there have been a few models since the G25, and we are now currently with the G410. I think the biggest technology difference is in what we call our movable weight technology. So we have three weight positions that you can move the weight in order to influence your ball flight and the CG position. So we have a neutral position, we have a draw, and then we have a fade. And one thing we like about it is it's a pretty simple process. Everybody knows what a fade is, everybody knows what a draw is, and if they need to influence their ball flight in those directions, you simply, unscrew the weight and put it into that specific port. And the results are pretty impressive, and certainly, like all drivers, everybody wants to hit it farther, which the G410 delivers, but what most golfers don't appreciate is the need to hit it straighter, and forgiveness is very important to help you, hit it in the fairway so you can actually have a reasonable next shot.
Well, a fade is a slice that hits the fairway, and a draw is a hook that hits the fairway. So you're moving weights around. I guess it slides at the back of the club.
Let me correct you. It doesn't actually slide. It there's three specific positions, and that's an important distinction because we've identified those three areas where you're going to get the most performance. If you're sliding it, and if there's too much, opportunity, you may not get it in the best spot. But it is just a fixed position that you can put it into.
Pete Samuels, our guest, director of marketing communications for Ping Golf. As you continue, we see the evolution of technology and how far things are going with the clubs and the manufacturing. Where's the biggest advancement being made these days? I know research is already working on years in advance of what's coming out, but where's the biggest leap technology-wise that we're seeing, and how does that translate for clubs either being longer or more forgiving, as you say?
Well, that's another great question. So, you know, custom fitting is really an area where we spend a lot of time researching, and it parallels with the product development. So as our engineers are trying to design better product, they're always trying to figure out, well, how can this influence a custom fitting? How can this help a golfer in that situation? So a lot of the advancements are just in how we can apply that. As you guys know, the launch monitors are prevalent these days. You know, just about every facility that's really serious about selling golf equipment is invested in a launch monitor, you know, to help the golfer understand their launch conditions and then match a product to their launch conditions to optimize their performance. So while we're always looking at new materials and, you know, trying to make faces thinner and weights in the perfect position, you know, that's a key variable too. But fitting is a big area of tech advancement, and really where, you know, when you come out with a driver, everybody says, well, how much longer is it? Well, you know, we can do our testing and potentially share numbers on that. But for one golfer, a driver could be 30 yards longer if they weren't properly fit into their previous driver. So that's where we're very excited to get people into that fitting environment, and where you see some pretty amazing results.
I'm curious, with the history of Ping and all of the development over the years of clubs, has the company ever considered going into golf ball manufacturing of its own, or are there just too many other companies that make great golf balls? You figure, what's another one going to do at this point?
Well, so we're actually celebrating our 60th year in business this year, so it's a pretty cool milestone to achieve. And we actually were in the golf ball business back in the 70s and 80s, and, you know, obviously didn't have a lot of success, and at that time felt we needed to really refocus, you know, our efforts on just designing the best equipment. And then, of course, we're into the golf bag business and others. So for now, we're content not to be in that business, but that doesn't mean we never would be. You just never know. But for now, we're very content to focus on making the best equipment we can.
Anyone interested in Ping golf balls can go on eBay and
you can find some two-color golf balls out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel terrible giving away some of mine that I see on eBay right now that are worth 70 and 80 bucks and higher. It's crazy.
That's okay. That's okay.
So you've come a long way in irons, too, because I can recall back in the late 70s when I was using a set of Ping irons, it was not a traditional-looking iron.
Mm-hmm.
And yet today you've come out with the i500 irons and others that are more traditional. What brought you to that point?
Well, so if you think back to Carsten Solheim's day, and as you referenced those early irons, you know, he was all about, you know, function over form and making sure what he designed performed, right? So that was his whole perimeter weighting concept, and the idea of giving golfers more forgiveness so that if they mishit the club, they'd still get good results. And that's still the foundation of our company and our engineering philosophy. But, you know, as the game has changed and people still have different ideas on what they like to look at a dress and what the club should look like. So we've certainly evolved and expanded our offerings, but not we haven't walked away from that whole perimeter weighting idea. So we just have more options than we used to. The Blueprint iron is our most recent, which is a true forged blade that we introduced last month. And, you know, it's definitely a better players club. And as we said, even in our press release when we sent it out, we said this iron is not for everyone, right? So we want to be up front and say if this is the type of club you're looking for, you know, go get custom fit, as I said earlier, demo it, make sure you can hit it, and then you go from there and you can make your decision. But I think the best way to answer your question is we've just really expanded our iron offerings to appeal to a wider group of golfers.
And as you say, it's so important to get fitted properly, because with a full line of irons like you have, one definitely isn't for another player. So I was just online looking at some of the pros that you have on staff, and I noticed that you just signed Victor Hovland, amateur. That's pretty exciting. Which set of clubs is he using?
Well, yes, thanks for noticing that. It's been a busy week for us, as we actually announced that signing on Wednesday, and there was a lot of lead up to the preparation of that. As you saw at the U.S. Open, that he played as an amateur. He was the low amateur, finished 12th, and set the scoring record for an amateur in the U.S. Open. So he's playing a combo set of our I-210s and our I-blades for his irons. And he also put in the G410 LST driver, which is our low spin option that we just introduced last month. So he actually put that in. He decided Wednesday night of the U.S. Open to change to that driver. And then he went on to lead in strokes gained off the tee for the whole week. So pretty exciting for us to see a player of his caliber, you know, validate a product in that environment. Was very exciting for us, and we're excited to have him on board. He's from Norway, which is a cool connection, because as a lot of your listeners probably know, Carsten Solheim was from Norway, and so we're that's the roots of the family's background.
Pete Samuels, Director of Marketing Communications for Ping Golf. You can find out all the information on all the outstanding equipment, ping.com. And then there's links to retailers and fitters. Talks about the entire custom fitting process as well. Pete, thank you so much for taking some time for us this morning.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Pete Samuels. From Ping Golf there. I've been playing my Ping irons now for a number of years, and the custom fitting process is it's great. And then once you're in there, you're on file.
Yeah.
And so if you want to upgrade to the next, you know, line that's coming out, they've got all the information. You'll still go in and they'll check to see maybe if you're, you know, something's happened significantly, you've changed your body type or your swing much, but they already have what you had before to work off of.
The difference with Ping and other companies is that you are a client. You're not just a customer. And so that is really important to not only you, but to them. So they like to have long-term loyal customers.
Well, we've got Alex Baldwin is calling in right now. So let's take a break. She is the president of the Korn Ferry Tour. Let's ask her about the change from web.com to Korn Ferry and what she's expecting to see when she comes to Pumpkin Ridge in August for the Winco Foods Portland Open, as we continue on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the Business of Golf every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:45 here, Jason Swigart, Harold Bluestein, wrapping things up on another edition of Golf in the Northwest. And we will go right back to the phone lines. We are so pleased to have the president of the now Korn Ferry Tour joining us. We had always been talking with Jeff Sanders and his crew at Lagardère as we lead into the Winco Foods Portland Open, the appropriate time to have you join us. And it so happens the press release earlier this week that announced Korn Ferry was coming in as the umbrella sponsor, replacing web.com. It worked out great. So, Alex, thank you so much for hopping on the line with us this morning. And we'll just start with how this all came about. Was this something in the works for a long time? Because it seemed to us it just dropped out of the sky earlier this week.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being on, and I'm truly looking forward to coming out for the Winco Foods Portland Open later this summer. So looking forward to that event. I know it is an absolute must-attend event on our schedule, so a lot of excitement for sure. It has been a whirlwind of a week, and I, as you may know, I started in this role on February 4th, so I'm still about 150 days on the job, and it has been just... It's absolutely, you know, exceeded my any dream or imagination. So it's been a lot of fun. But we're very, very fortunate with the addition of Korn Ferry. They have come on board. It was a deal that came together really quickly. And I think it speaks to the power of the partnership and the alignment of our two brands and the alignment of our mission. So really exciting next chapter for us that will bring tremendous opportunity for our tour and our players and our tournaments for sure.
I guess from just from a fan standpoint, people that obviously we have followed the tour as the media partner for the Winco Foods Portland Open for their since its inception, but some brand recognition. The tour has been the Nike tour. It's been the nationwide tour for the last several years, the web.com tour, things that were readily available. Is there a challenge with Korn Ferry, especially out here on the West Coast, people being unfamiliar with who they are and what they're about?
Well, so it's an interesting, actually, it's really interesting what's happening because obviously the commitment that was made and one of the objectives for Korn Ferry was because they want to elevate their brand awareness. And I will tell you the feedback and response we've gotten from the corporate community has been overwhelming, not just because of the brand recognition, but truly for what the Korn Ferry brand stands for. Their business, I mean, they'll be 50, they're turning 50 in November. Their business is rooted in helping to develop people and organizations. It's all about advancing. It's all about exceeding your potential. It's all about giving people opportunity. So I'll tell you sort of the first round of response that I've gotten from the corporate community. It's been overwhelming. I mean, people just so positive, not just because of, you know, who Korn Ferry is, but what they've meant to them and their organizations and how analogous it is to our tour. So the second part of this that's really, really interesting is that Korn Ferry is now going from a B2B company to a B2C company. So part of the strategy here is they're going to provide services to individuals, and they have something called Korn Ferry Advance, which is a coaching service. And essentially, you pay a monthly fee, and you have someone available to you to help coach you through your career. So this transition and this commitment around our tour is starting to kind of create awareness towards that, you know, that consumer, right? That B2C market. And it's doing exactly what it needs to do in terms of introducing themselves. As far as the name change and as far as kind of the frequency of name change, yes, we've certainly had a couple of different names. We'll break stride here soon. I think again, first couple of weeks, it'll start to be new to folks, but we'll certainly get there. And I know it'll be, you know, highly adopted in just a matter of, you know, weeks and months.
Well, this is their first big sponsorship in any sports organization. And I understand that the brand expansion that they're after, what other benefits do they get from this? And what benefits does the tour get?
Yeah, so they will obviously have the name association. They'll have the branded elements on site. They'll have some hosting and hospitality elements. Their offices, so they have 8,500 employees in 50 countries all over the world. Their employees, I know from the team at Korn Ferry, I've heard the number of people, and even in the Portland area, they have a pretty big office in the Portland area, the response they've received for their employees about the excitement for the tour. And the partnership has been very, very positive. So what this means, I think for us as a tour and for our tournaments and for our players, is now we also have an invested partner who has real tools and resources to continue to help us elevate every aspect of this tour. And they want to invest the people and the time and the services to help make our tournaments as successful as possible and the teams behind those tournaments as successful as possible. They want to work with our players and telling their stories, helping them shape their brands, helping them shape their businesses. And then for us as a tour, we've been really fortunate that we've worked with Korn Ferry for the last 2 decades, and they've helped place executives at our company. They've helped us shape certain programs from our talent and culture and our HR side of the business. So we already have a relationship there. We're going to continue to be able to do more with them.
Alex Baldwin, our guest here, she is the president of the Korn Ferry Tour in her first year in that position. And it's funny, you mentioned what Korn Ferry's business is about is help elevating and telling the story, helping people advance. That's what this tour is all about, getting these guys who are playing PGA Tour quality golf to that next level. One of the challenges is, as we've worked with the Winco Foods Portland Open over the year, it's an outstanding tournament. They were voted the tournament of the year on the tour last year. But some of these golfers are playing outstanding golf, helping tell their stories. I equate it more to college football, to the NFL. A lot of those guys, when they get drafted, already have brands. How do you look after being on the job for a few months now? How can the tour help, and how can media help tell the stories better to start giving these guys kind of a brand when they get to the PGA Tour?
I mean, exactly what you're saying. There are amazing, amazing stories out there about our players. The caliber of play and the level of competition is, I think, beyond anything people really can expect or anticipate. It is so, so competitive, and these guys are really, really good. And we have such a range of stories. And I think what's fantastic is we've got those young kind of college upstarts and phenoms, you know, at the beginning of their careers, the Scottie Schefflers of the world, who have come out and had tremendous success. We have others who have been on the tour, and Alonzo Griffin, right? You know, it's an opportunity for him to get back there now. And the importance of us really investing in telling these stories to bring kind of new fans into the funnel, I think is really where kind of the future lies in our growth. And we are, you know, as now that we are sort of, again, onboarding Korn Ferry, one of the things that I will absolutely be continuing to look at is sort of media. And, you know, obviously the tour is in the middle of our media rights negotiations as well. But starting to really think strategically long term as to how are we going to engage fans as soon as possible, as soon as these names start to come out. I mean, Max Homa, right? Great other example. Obviously, what he did at the Winco Foods Portland Open last year, and then being able to, you know, translate that into the fantastic win at the Wells Fargo Championship this year, that's kind of a story of grit and determination and making it all the way through.
One of the big stories coming off the tour this year was scheduling changes. Do you anticipate any changes to your schedule going forward?
A couple little changes. We've announced, we actually already announced a new event in Huntsville, Alabama, the Huntsville Championship. So we're really excited to be headed back to Alabama. We've got a couple new markets that are potentially in the works, but we will have a schedule announced by the beginning of September, right at our Korn Ferry Tour Championship timing. And we've made great strides in the routing. You know, I think we really like kind of the way the tour flows right now, and we're going to continue to refine that and make it really, again, accessible for our players and provide them, but also just a really nice flow through the country. We're currently at 27 events with 24 regular season and 3 finals. We're going to push towards 28 events for next year with 25 regular season and 3 finals. So 25 regular season events to play for 25 cards. We felt like we like that symmetry. But it will, largely the schedule will look similar, but you'll have a couple new additions and we'll just keep tightening up the travel flow.
We can't wait to see you out here at Pumpkin Ridge in about a month and a half. How familiar are you with the Winco Foods Portland Open, Jeff Sanders and his team? What are you hoping to expect when you're out here in August?
Well, Jeff Sanders and his team deliver absolute world-class events. We are so proud to partner with him and everything that he has done for the tour, both the Korn Ferry Tour as well as the PGA Tour. He is truly one of the standout professionals in our industry, and I have not been to the event before, so I am very, very much looking forward to it. I have a 9 and 11-year-old. It's the week before school starts, so I've got two kids who are lobbying to join me on the trip, so I'm very much looking forward to it. I know it will not disappoint.
Well, we're looking forward to meet you in person. We'll be out there broadcasting all week. It's a great event, and it's always fun on Sunday. I think it's the most unique ceremony in all of golf when those 25 guys gather around the 18th green and get their PGA Tour cards. Alex Baldwin, president of the Korn Ferry Tour, thank you so much for taking some time this morning, and we look forward to seeing you in August.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Hope you get to play some golf this afternoon.
We plan on it.
Take care.
All right. Perfect. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alex Baldwin, president of the Korn Ferry Tour. Sounds like that group and what she's talking about, they might be able to see better corporate endorsements. I think eventually the purse is rising, if I read between the lines, enhancing what those tournaments can do. And they do. They want to get the stories out better for these guys, because when you go out there and watch, it is there's very little, if any, noticeable difference between what they're doing and what they're doing on the PGA Tour.
Well, I think personally this is a big step up for the Korn Ferry Tour. The corporate connections that they will make throughout the country will have just been elevated, and it's a 10-year deal. The web.com had a 10-year deal, but ended in 8 years because the web.com was sold.
Yep.
But this is a little different situation. This company's been around for about 50 years, even though they were new to me.
Exactly. Thanks to her. Thanks to Pete Samuels from Ping, Mike Davis, a Hall of Fame instructor, for joining us. Sinner and Saint is up next. Thanks to Will Darkins. He'll be with Marcus Graves. Luke is on assignment. Who knows? You got baseball over on 910 coming up later this morning. For Harold, I'm Jason. Hit him straight.
So I'm sure they had her out beating balls until the cows came home.